My name is Full Metal Jackie, and I'm so happy to be hanging out with Joe Duplantier from Gojira once again. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Am I getting better at saying it's been like
I was going to say it's getting
15
better.
15 years. I'm trying to get my French pronunciation right.
One of these days.
Gojira, of course, touring with Slipknot, Volbeat, and Behemoth all summer on the Knotfest Roadshow. And I mean, I can't say enough about this bill. When it was announced, I was like, oh my God, because it's very rare that you like every single band on a bill.
Yeah.
And it was just so exciting. And I know I'm not the only person to think so. Tell me what you like about this lineup.
What I like about this lineup is that even the opener could be the headliner. You know what I mean? Is there's something about this bill, like, there's a little bit of everything. There's a little bit of the Polish darkness and the flames and the satanic thing, and there's we show up with all our, you know, Frenchness and stuff, and then Volbeat is definitely bringing another vibe that apparently, you know, a lot of like the crowd went nuts when Volbeat went on, and Slipknot, you know, of course, like it's a big comeback. And I watched the show yesterday and it was incredible. Really, really tight and powerful and super heavy. I am not like a huge Slipknot fan. You know, I'm too old for that. I listen to you know, calm stuff now. But I had the impression that Slipknot went more commercial than that. But yesterday the show was super intense and
very
technical
heavy.
And fast and heavy. Yeah. So it's a fun bill, and it's a fun tour. It's the summer in the USA. It's great.
Full Metal Jackie with Joe Duplantier from Gojira, and a tune from their last record, Magma. It's Stranded on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Whiplash at 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Joe Duplantier from Gojira on the show with us tonight. Of course, Gojira on tour all summer long with the Knotfest Roadshow. And let's talk about the last Gojira record, Magma. It earned a Grammy nomination in 2017, actually two.
Two. Yes.
He's like, not that, who's counting, but two, Jackie. First of all, how did it feel to be in like the same category as like Weezer, Panic at the Disco, Blink 182, and Cage the Elephant? Obviously, it was like the heaviest record in that category.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, but it's good. You know, it's good. We like the where we're going. You know, slowly, organically, our music is evolving with our taste, and you know. What we are is not just a metal band. We're a band, and we're experimenting and growing and being comfortable with ourselves more and more, and allowing ourselves to be ourselves. So it feels good it was great to be in that category. It means the jury or whoever's deciding what's going to happen sees in us a rock band more than a metal band. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but for me it feels right, because that's how I feel these days. You
so
know?
You don't feel like, you don't like being put into just the metal category?
No, I don't have a problem with that either, you know, whatever people.
But it's nice to be considered in like broad in that way, that you could be metal and rock.
Yeah. Ultimately, I like to think we're playing music, you know, music. We're playing music.
Gojira rock. Is a musical band.
Yeah, musical band.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Joe Duplantier from Gojira with us. Quick break still to come tonight. Music from Iron Maiden, Anthrax, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta coming up, plus new music from Baroness, and more with Joe. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Joe from Gojira on the show with us again tonight. And let's talk about your records. I mean, they've reflected what's you know, going on in your life at that time. And Magma, as we were talking about, I mean, it saw you and your brother becoming fathers, you know, but also, you know, you lost your mother. And I know there was there was way more to what became Magma, but obviously I know there, you know, there was a sadness was definitely a part of it.
Absolutely.
I imagine that's like cathartic, you know, for you guys, but also must be hard to relive that, you know, when you perform the songs on stage, you know, night after night.
It isn't. It's cathartic, like you said, and it's therapeutic, and it's never going to go away, the fact that I don't have a mom anymore, and what we've been through, and cancer is a horrible thing. You see in movies, you know, like people dying from cancer. It's not like that in real life. It's way harder, and it's kind of gore. It's super brutal, and I've seen several people dying of cancer, and we all know someone who died of cancer, and we all know how horrible it is. When it's apparent, it's definitely a page in your life that you're turning. It's like it's a huge thing. But now playing these songs that are related to that event, the songs are evolving. The meaning of the songs can change as well. So they're companions to our journey through life. And sometimes they take a different meaning, you know, depending on what we go through. And it doesn't bring the same emotion every show. It's a different emotion every show. We're so into our songs when we play them, even the old songs from the first album, back when we were 17 years old, and now we're in 40-something. We find a new meaning every time, and that's what keeps them alive and fresh. I can't imagine when Metallica's going through when they play Seek and Destroy, you know what I mean?
Right.
But they still, you know, own their songs, and they I'm sure they put also a new meaning. Seek and Destroy could be, you know, destroy bank, or it could be destroy your demons. But you know what I mean? Like, you could give a new meaning every time you play a song.
Full Metal Jackie with Joe Duplantier from Gojira, who is out on the Knotfest Roadshow this summer. Again, it's Slipknot, Volbeat, Gojira, and Behemoth. Still to come tonight, music from Slipknot. Going to check out new music from their recently released record. Also going to check out a new tune from Gate Creeper. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up later on. Josta's Weekly Pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta coming up next. And more with Joe. It's Full Metal Jackie, Joe Duplantier from Gojira on the show with us tonight. And Gojira is made up of the same four band members for, like, is it 20 years now? 25 years as a band. That is a long time to not have any member changes.
Yes.
What do you attribute that to?
You know, I don't know. I think our personalities were pretty, tempered.
You get along.
We get along. We relax. Nobody's exploding every 5 minutes.
It's a democracy.
I don't know what it is. We all come from the same area, so there's somehow an understanding of, you know, where we come from, and the more it goes and the more it becomes precious. You know, it's hard to be like, oh, I'm gonna try something else now. No, it's a life. We take it almost like it's our mission, because we're so blessed to be able to perform and play our music. We all feel the same. We had moments ups and downs. You know, some of us, you know, thought at some point, okay, that's it. I can't do it anymore. It's too hard. I want to be with my family and whatnot. But we also always come back to, man, it's such a chance, you know, that we have. We communicate a lot. We're emotional people, so we have to communicate, and somehow I think it saves us from keeping, you know, stuff
all right inside, because then you blow up.
Exactly.
If you don't, like, go over. So let me ask you another thing. When you guys go over stuff, is it in text message or is it in person or real life?
A little bit of both.
Because I feel like text message is like, that's where it all goes bad, right?
Exactly. Exactly. But since we live away from each other, sometimes we have to go to communicate through Skype, email, text, but nothing like a group meeting. And we tour so much that we see each other all the time.
Right.
So sometimes when we have something to say to the others, we wait for the tour. And
so you can see each other face to face.
Exactly.
You're so smart, Joe. It's Full Metal Jackie, Joe Duplantier from Gojira with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Motionless and White, Slipknot, and more with Joe. It's Full Metal Jackie, Joe from Gojira on the show with us tonight. I want to talk to you about what it's like to live in New York, because you're like from the French countryside,
yes.
right? Which I always
yes.
try to imagine, because you've always told me about where you were from, and I just imagine it's like it is in the movies, you know, like you're like out in beautiful wilderness and like maybe neighbors are really far from you. I don't know.
Yes.
But I just know it's definitely different than New York.
Whatever you're imagining, it's not that romantic. It's but I don't want to burst the bubble. Let's say yes, it's incredible.
But I mean, it couldn't be more polar opposite yeah, than what it's like
absolutely.
Living in New York. What has it been like adjusting to, like, you know, New York lifestyle?
How can I say this? I had a pretty golden childhood living near the ocean and the mountains, and there's a lot of nature. But there was also a lack of culture. You know, concerts, exhibitions, and stuff. There was, you know, like a cinema where you could see some foreign movies, not translated in French. So I had access to stuff, but there was something in me that I was a bit frustrated for a lot of reasons, and also my mom being American, I had this thing in my upbringing. I had the American influence from my mom, and I was always intrigued. I loved her personality, and she was very outgoing, and she was like a fireworks, you know. So I always had that in me. I was very attracted and intrigued by the United States, and for me, I went to New York several times. I have family in Pennsylvania and California, and I always loved being in the States. It was part of me belonged there, you know, here, I should say. So for me, it was a natural thing. I didn't need to adapt at all. It was part of me was feeling at home, finally, you know, when the other part, of course, was leaving France, and it was kind of hard, especially being away from my dad and my sister and my friends. But I go back every year for at least a couple of days, so I don't lose this connection either. But I feel very comfortable in New York. It's hard, it's intense, it's expensive. So it's very hard to save any kind of money, because everything goes right away into the rent. But I'm glad I did that move, you know? I'm really glad I did. My soul is fulfilled now. Now maybe there's going to be another chapter. Maybe I'm going to move from New York to another place.
Someplace else.
I don't know.
I guess I was just sort of more imagining, like, I imagine, you know, when you say French countryside, that it's like this beautiful, like you said, romantic place, and everyone is so friendly and nice to each other, and you see people in the street, and you're like, hey, good day. And they're like, hey, good day, Joe. And then when you walk the streets of, you know, Brooklyn, New York, yeah. and you say good day to someone, they're like, hey, a few. What do you want?
So listen, and I know it's going to be hard to believe this, but I lived 30 years in the same area, and I never had that connection in, you know, small shops or groceries, or when I go buy the bread, you imagine, of course, you know, the little
they all like, know you
the
and
French
like, oh,
bakery, and they, oh, Joseph, ça va? No, it wasn't like that. I'm like, what do you want, sir? It was pretty cold. And now that I'm in New York, I discover the community thing. You know, I belong to a community. I'm in a neighborhood, and because it's tough, people are helping each other out. And the school where my kids go, I know all the parents. And also becoming a parent is also a thing. So I discovered that thing where you go to a business and you know the person and they know you, and it's amazing because it's
awesome.
New York City. And I discovered this human connection more. Way more than when I was in the countryside in France.
That's interesting.
Weirdly enough.
Hey, listen, just know that I'm from New York, so I'm not putting down New York at all.
Yeah,
I just imagine it must have been a big culture shock when you move from what I imagine the French countryside is. I haven't been, so I don't know. I'm just imagining this like...
I was destined to go there. My friends from France, sometimes they go to New York like, well, how can you do this? It's crazy. But for me, it took 5 minutes to adapt.
You were like, all right, this is for me.
Maybe it's from a past life or something.
Maybe you were. Maybe you were a New Yorker in a past life.
I was a New Yorker in a past life. I'm coming back to my old self.
That's right.
Yeah.
It could be. Full Metal Jackie, quick break coming up. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Motionless and White. We'll also be checking out another new tune from the latest Slipknot record. And we'll have more with our guest, Gojira singer Joe Duplantier. Never let go, never let go. Full Metal Jackie. We've got Joe Duplantier from Gojira on the show with us tonight. Of course, Gojira on the Knotfest Roadshow all summer long with Slipknot, Volbeat, and Behemoth. And last time we spoke about how Magma opened the door for Gojira to incorporate like different musical ideas and try different techniques. Do you guys as a band make a decision like that when you're working on music together? Like, do you, or does it just sort of happen organically? Like, do you have a conversation before you go in?
We do have a lot of conversations, but usually it goes the other way. Like, we decide something and we do and the opposite. So it's really organically that all of this happens. And I was myself working on a lot of demos on my own just for fun. I love recording. I love surprising myself with sounds. And Mario's doing the same. He experimented with a little keyboard for a few years and did a lot of songs that just stayed in the computer. We never released any of that. I love experimenting. I love singing. I love the cold wave thing, you know, like, and naturally, when I got rid of some layers, you know how it is when you're a band, you start to be successful, and you're scared to disappoint the fans that you have,
right?
And because your life depends on your fan as a band a little bit, you know, completely. The audience is our boss. If they don't show up at a show, we're fired. That's it. So there's that, you know, that fear that bands have to disappoint their fans that is always there. And I think somehow we got rid of that a little bit, which is good because we stay real. We stay a real band.
Right.
And when some people think, oh, you guys are selling out because now you're singing, it's actually quite the opposite. It's we're not selling out. We're being ourselves. And
there's nothing wrong with evolving. I mean,
absolutely.
Feel like you need to, right? You grow up, you change, you evolve as a human being. Why not evolve as a band, as a musician, as an artist?
Yes, and I also think there's nothing wrong with singing and with simplicity.
I think there's nothing wrong with you singing. You have a lovely voice, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to keep doing that.
See Gojira all summer long on the Knotfest Roadshow. And we'll, of course, look up for more news on new Gojira music. Joe, thank you so much. And it's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you, Jackie.
Stick around because we've got more metal on the way.